السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم صدق الله العظيم. Ulama e Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over the receivers. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal upon us is unlimited. His bounties we cannot count. In ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If we try to count the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us, we will never ever be able to count. Every breath that we take is a bounty of Allah Ta'ala. Every time that we exhale, it is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Every heartbeat of ours is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Every flushing of the kidney is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We don't even think of these things as ni'mats. Every time that we relieve ourselves, it is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Every time that we open our eyes and we can see the colors and we can see the faces of people and we can see our cars and our homes and we can see the traffic and we can see the robots, it is all a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Many people open their eyes but can see nothing. Every time that we open our mouths and we are able to make a speech or we are able to make a statement, we are able to say some words, it is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. There are so many people who can open their mouths but no words come out of those mouths. Every time that we can listen and understand and comprehend what has been said, it is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha, we just cannot count the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Why I'm repeating this many times is that wherever you travel, there is one thing that you hear practically everywhere. The disasters, the disasters. Why are so many people made to suffer? And na'uzubillah, many Muslims have now got this doubt in their minds. Many believers are now doubting whether Allah Ta'ala is indeed Rahim or not. And this is the truth what I am telling you. Some of them say it very openly and some of them say it in words which clearly indicate that they have this doubt. So if we have to read the Quran Sharif and read the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we get a very clear picture that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very, very merciful. He is very forgiving. He wants to forgive. He wants that everybody should go into Jannat. He wants that everybody should live in peace and harmony. If not, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would not have made so much of arrangements for us to get forgiveness. So much of arrangements. The nights of Laylatul, the nights of Bara'at, night of Qadr, Yawm-e Ashura, day of Ashura, the days of Eid, and so many other nights and days, and almost every night and every day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps His doors open. Is there any servant that has gone far away and wants to return? I am prepared to accept his tawbah. Now look at the arrangement that Allah Ta'ala has made. Besides all these other days and nights, a permanent arrangement. Now can an Allah who is not merciful make such a kind of arrangement? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this surah, which is called Suratul Mu'min. In the beginning of this surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Hameem. Now this is one of the first of the seven Hameems. You will come across seven Hameems beginning with this Suratul Mu'min, which is also called Suratul Ghafir. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given many, many virtues of these surahs. They are called the Hawameem. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was instructing the companions about security at night in one of the battles. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them that if you are attacked, then you must say Hameem la yunsaroon. In other words, say Hameem and make dua that Ya Allah, don't give these people any kind of assistance. Don't help them in any way. Don't give them any kind of dominance over me. Protect me from their attack. And it is the experience of many, many people who were attacked or held up that when they repeatedly said Hameem la yunsaroon, Ha, big Ha, Hameem la yunsaroon, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala found a way out for them. And one of the riwayat says Hameem la yunsaru, meaning that if you are going to say this Hameem, then they will not be assisted, they will not be helped. Of course, with that he took the normal precautions. He made use of the means. He stationed the Sahabas at certain places for security, for guard. So what it means is that we must combine, we must make use of the means, but at the same time we must truly believe that it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in whom lies the protection. Otherwise, even if you have to read Hameem la yunsaroon, it does not necessarily mean that the person will never, never be attacked. There are many reasons why a person could be attacked. The Sahabas were attacked, companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They suffered injuries, pain, wound, so much of difficulties. So they were not committing any sins. Nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that this is what you should read. Sometimes a desire comes to go into tafsir of these ayat, but then of course the time constraint that we don't or we won't be able to get anywhere. It requires many, many sessions. The mind begins to drift on certain tafsirs. Nevertheless, on one occasion Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one person used to come to him from Syria. After some time, he stopped coming. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala inquired about him, that where is this person that used to come all the way from Syria to Madinah Sharif? So somebody said that don't ask about him. Don't say anything about him. You don't know what's his condition. He is now in drink, in wine, intoxication. He is in intoxicants. And he stays intoxicated. In other words, his condition has changed from what it was. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala dictated a letter to him. He told one of his companions that write. And in that letter, besides a few other things as introduction, then he said, I praise that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What kind of Allah? He said, that Allah who is ghafiri dham, qabili tawb, shadidil iqab, zid tawb. Exactly what is mentioned in this surah here at the beginning. Allah ta'ala says this revelation is from him. The revelation of this book is from the one who is exalted in might, knower of all things. This sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, knowing all things. How many things we try to hide from the receiver of revenue. We try to hide from our wives. We try to hide from our children. We try to hide from our neighbors and from our friends and society. Why? Because we believe that they will not come to know. In other words, we believe that man does not have complete knowledge of all things. And there are many things that you can hide from another person. You can conceal. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeatedly informs us that he is Alim. Where are you going to hide? There is no place to hide. Whether you are in the darkness of the darkest of all nights, or whether you are in bright sunlight, wherever you are, whether you are in the privacy of your hotel room, or whether you are in open space, whether you are committing your sin away from people, or you are committing it in public, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the knowledge. Allah Ta'ala knows, He even knows the thoughts that are crossing in our minds. Because who is it that has given us that heart, and who is it that has given us that mind? The person who makes the computer, then he knows that this chip can perform certain functions. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who gave us this chip in our heads, He knows that this is the function that it can perform. So you think Allah Ta'ala does not know what is going on in there? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, from exalted in might and the knower of all things, is Alim. And then Allah Ta'ala gives a few sifats of His, a few attributes of His, Ghafir al-Dhamm, the forgiver of sins. Ghafir means to cover up, to conceal. In other words, to forgive. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the forgiver of sins. And the acceptor, Qabil al-Tawb, and He is the acceptor of repentance. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote this, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghafir al-Dhamm, Qabil al-Tawb, forgiver of sins and acceptor of repentance. But at the same time, Shadeed al-Iqab, very severe in His punishment. So you can see, first Allah Ta'ala is saying that He is the acceptor of repentance and acceptor of tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is the forgiver of sins, acceptor of tawbah. And then He says He's Shadeed al-Iqab. That means the door of tawbah is open. Why delay? Take the dive, take the plunge. Don't wait on the shore with all the filth on the body. A person, example is given of a person, it's just an example, that he addresses the ocean. He's got filth on his body, urine, stool, blood, wine, and all other kinds of filth. And then he stands on the shore of the ocean and he says, "Oh, you ocean, I have got so much of filth on my body that if I have to come into you, then you also will become dirty. So therefore, I do not wish to take a dive and plunge into you." So what will the ocean say? The ocean will say, "Oh, you stupid, you foolish, you madman. Millions like you have dived into my waters. But the filth of their bodies have been washed. Why are you considering your sins to be so much that you are telling Allah that I've got so much of sins, now what? How will I be forgiven? Take the dive and the plunge. Make sincere tawbah from your sins. Give it up. That is the main thing. Don't remain in that condition. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has forgiven millions and billions. So what is this person's sins? So to consider that my sins have now become so much that Allah Ta'ala cannot forgive is also a sign of pride. However, the tawbah must be a very sincere tawbah. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, he repeatedly emphasizes, "Tawbah ke waqt azme shikaste tawbah na ho." At the time of tawbah, the person must not intend to break that tawbah. He must fulfill the conditions of the tawbah. That means he must express great remorse and regret and shame over the sins that he has already committed in his life in the past. And for the future, he must make a firm determined niyat, a firm pledge that I will not return to those sins. Which person likes that dirt which was on his body must return to him? If a person fell in a gutter, and there was filthy water that was flowing in that gutter, and he slipped on a banana peel and fell in that gutter. So now what must he do? He must get up and rush to the bathroom, take a shower, put on fresh new clothes or washed clothes, apply some ether and perfume, and he is fresh again. But if the person remains in that gutter, and he says that I'm enjoying this filthy water that's entering my ears and my nostrils and my mouth, how beautiful, how wonderful, how enjoyable, then we will say that dispatch this person to the nearest asylum. Screws are loose in his head. needs some tightening. So the person who has committed sins, now don't remain in that sinful state. Make sincere tawbah, don't return to that sin. Make an intention, I don't wish to return. Then if it is the rights of people, then no matter how much of tears we may shed in our tawbah, but it will not be forgiven. We have to make sure that we go and pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Or ask them for extended terms, or make some arrangement. Ask them to forgive whatever it is, but we will have to make that effort. So if the person has, otherwise a person finds a very beautiful, expensive watch, Raymond Wheel watch he finds at the wazukhana. He puts it in his pocket, and after the Jummah Salat, now he's making tawbah. He said, Ya Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah from stealing this watch. But this watch is very beautiful, very expensive. That I can't part with. But make me maaf for taking this watch. So will Allah Ta'ala make that maaf? So when this person makes a tawbah of that kind, then if it breaks again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is willing to forgive again. غَافِرِ الزَّمْ قَابِلِ التَّوْمْ شَدِيدِ الْإِقَابِ Shadid al-Iqab, his severe punishment only comes when the person refuses to make tawbah from his sins. Now this is the point that I'm trying to emphasize, that wherever we go in the world, people are saying, why? Why are so many people suffering? Why tsunamis? And why these disasters? And why every day some dam is bursting and some train is derailing and some plane is crashing and some ship is sinking and some ferry and boat is turning upside down, and thousands of people losing their lives in famines, in droughts, in AIDS, and so many kinds of things. Is Allah no more merciful? So we say Allah is very, very merciful. But there is something wrong with man. He does not want to make tawbah. The pious, the righteous, the God-fearing are making sincere tawbah on their behalf and behalf of the whole of mankind. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that your tawbah for them will only be accepted if they themselves are willing to give up their sins. The person is saying, make dua for me, but he's not willing to give up his sins. How can he find peace of mind? How can he find sukoon in his heart? So then comes that shadid al-iqab. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's grip is also very severe. His punishment is also very severe. Then nobody can come in between. The mighty powers of the world will fail. All the ta'weezes of the world will fail to protect the person from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing will help. Allah Ta'ala is saying that the door is open for tawbah, repent, give up those sins, get out of it. And if accidentally again you fall into that trap, then Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive you again, even though it may be 100 times. Two young people were having some kind of a discussion, and an elderly man, pious man, walked past. Said, what is your discussion? He said, our discussion is this, that on whom does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala have a gaze of rahmat and mercy more? Does he have it more on the person who hasn't committed any sin, or the person who committed some sin, but he is ashamed, he regrets, he expresses remorse, he cries, he turns towards Allah? So this elderly man, he said, I don't know very much about Sharia and everything else. But this much I know, that I am in the weaving business. I weave cloth. And that thread which snaps, and the thread on which I tie a knot, my gaze is fixed on that thread, that it must go through safely. It must not snap again. Unlike the other thread which has not snapped, that I know will go through. So my gaze is focused on this thread which has snapped. So therefore the person who has committed a sin, his thread has snapped, his connection with Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has snapped. Now when he's making tawbah, he's tying the knot again. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's gaze is on this servant of his, that he must not slip again. ये कुश्ती तो है उनसे उम्र भर की कभी तू दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. How can a person be satisfied without his connection with his Allah, in whose hands his life lies, his sight, his hearing, his speech, his family, his wealth, his property, the ground on which he walks, the car which he drives, the ship on which he sails, the plane in which he flies? Who is it that is conveying him from place to place? Who is it that is providing him all these things? That person who is, the one who is so merciful, so kind, so generous, how can he be at ease and comfortable when he is committing sins and this rishta and connection with Allah Ta'ala has snapped? If a wife is angry, we spend sleepless night. Brother is angry, family is annoyed, partner is annoyed in the business, then we say our life is restless, he has made our life restless. And until we don't patch up, we do not feel satisfied. If the person has got true love, of course, for his wife. If he hasn't got love, then he will hope that she goes. So the one who has got true love, he can never be at ease. And how can he be at ease? So with whom should we have our love the greatest? With Allah Ta'ala. So if we have committed a sin, our eating, our drinking, nothing must be enjoyable. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kayf hai, na surur hai, he har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni tu dur hai. Everything, oh my Allah, has become unpleasant, distasteful. There's no enjoyment left in anything. From the time that you became displeased with me, oh Allah, I don't enjoy anything. That should be the condition of this person. Then, as Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, even 100 times if that tawbah snapped, because shaitan will whisper into the person's ears when he is making tawbah. He said, I know you very well, you'll make tawbah and just now you'll break your tawbah. Shaitan will keep on whispering. So at that time we tell the shaitan that I have no intention of breaking that tawbah. I will try to remain steadfast on this tawbah. Then accidentally again, if it breaks, accidentally the person made an accident again. So then we'll say, now repair that car again. But don't pull the car out from the garage with all the dents removed and go and keep on smashing it against the wall just because there's a panel beater next door. So my brothers, as I said, that when we decide to go into some kind of tafsir, then the time is too limited. So the gist of today's talk, inshallah, we'll continue on this, is this, that Allah Ta'ala is still merciful and He will remain merciful. He is forgiving. He will remain forgiving. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was the acceptor of tawbah and repentance, and He will remain the acceptor of tawbah and repentance. But at the same time, if the person does not turn towards Him, does not seek forgiveness, the person becomes persistent, he becomes arrogant, he becomes obstinate, he feels proud that I am Mr. Somebody, nothing can attack me, nothing can harm me. I've got security police, I've got the whole police force on my side. I've got big, big contacts in government departments. The Prime Minister and the President of the country, they are my best friends. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if His azab comes, neither will that President be able to help, nor will the Prime Minister be able to help, and nor will the departments of the government be able to help. So let us not play with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Tsunamis are a big lesson, big lesson. I conclude that just yesterday I was replying to a letter where a person had a dream of the tsunami striking the Durban beachfront, the lagoon area, and a complete description of what had happened. Now dreams are dreams. It does not mean that it will happen tomorrow, it will happen next day. But it is exactly what I've been telling all the time, that those who are on the coast have to be very, very much on guard, because there's plenty of nudity, plenty of shamelessness, plenty of obscenity, plenty of sins that are being committed. The kuffar and the disbelievers, they can carry on. But when the Muslims go right in the center of those people and start committing those same sins, then we must await the same thing that is happening in other parts of the world. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. And I always say it's our charities that is holding it back, the azab of Allah Ta'ala. So this is not haram. Go and see the beautiful waters of the ocean and enjoy the waters of the ocean too. But when there are women sitting all around semi-naked, then to go and sit right in the center of them with our kurtas and with our dhadis and with our turbans sometimes, and ladies with their cloaks and with their scarves, then that is the height of shamelessness. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect you, and bless all the ummah, the entire ummah, with His mercy, with His kindness, with His forgiveness, with His rahmat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.